In the middle of constant change due to COVID-19, city management, staff and political leaders often found themselves scrambling to keep up with mandates and government directives designed to control the number of infections. That's been the main story in Elliott Lake throughout 2021. Mayor Dan Marchesella said in a written year-end statement, "Hope and positivity are the watchwords for him heading into 2022. We are now living through a period that will be recorded in the history books. How will we fare as Canadians? I know that from sitting as a community leader on city council that it has been extremely difficult trying to ensure that we stay ahead of the spread, COVID-19, in order to keep our community safe," he continued. "We have been on top of the situation in putting in place all mandated or recommended protocols, which has not always made everyone happy, but has kept us safe." On the administrative side, City Sow Daniel Gagnon wrote that land sales and interest in local properties have been extremely high. He also wrote in notes from City Hall, "The Economic Development Department worked on several grants, including the Inclusive Community Planning Grant that saw $60,000 granted towards retrofitting existing picnic tables to make them accessible, the purchase of more benches for around the community and the purchase and installation of charging stations for electronic mobility devices." Gagnon noted that the Public Works Department recycled old asphalt, with the Ski Hill and Eston Trail getting makeovers. Pine and popular residential streets got new sewer and water infrastructure and new asphalt. Despite the fact that the Elliott Lake Library was closed for months due to COVID protocols, Gagnon observed that over 19,800 items were checked out and 11,053 e-books were downloaded in 2021. The Elliott Lake Airport also saw a spike in activity, with 912 movements of aircraft and staff have sold in excess of 135,000 liters of jet fuel. Mayor Marchesella will hold his New Year's levee virtually next year on Saturday, January 8. The following is the full text of the mayor's end-of-year message provided to Elliott Lake today. "With 2021 coming to an end, we roll into a new year with an outlook of hope and positivity. I know many have struggled through the ups and downs of COVID-19. We have already lost over 30,000 Canadians to this virus, and so many more to suicide and drug overdoses. It is hard for so many to fight the depression and loneliness, but help is out there. We are now living through a moment that will be recorded in the history books. How will we fare as Canadians? Moreover, how will the story be written in regards to the global effort? I know from sitting as a community leader on city council that it has been extremely difficult trying to ensure that we stay ahead of the spread in order to keep our community safe. We have been on top of the situation in putting in place all recommended or mandated protocols, which has not always made everyone happy, but has kept us safe. We have had a delivery program in place since day one to ensure the essentials could get to your door, and we ran it long enough to ride out the hardest part of the storm and open the door for local business to take over. We've tried to have a few small social victories when the opportunity was there. Children's Bouncy Land, fireworks, static parade, unveiling of final miners' monument piece, but still wish we could do more. Our city has seen massive road and infrastructure projects still take place, like Pine and Poplar reconstruction and Eston to Eston Trail upgrades, park updates, accessibility upgrades, along with many other projects. Projects like this during a pandemic have been straining on staff and construction crews, but they have figured it out, and I am thankful. We have now learned new ways of doing business and staying connected with loved ones through technology, which is so important for our mental health. Surprisingly enough, we have seen many new business open, houses remain full, and developers take interest in the future of growing our community. We have seen local business adapt and find ways to evolve with the restrictions of COVID. This amazing community has seen our regular volunteers that usually get involved in city events jump on the task of volunteering at our COVID clinics, ensuring that our residents are able to get the vaccinations they need in a timely manner. Throughout this pandemic, I have heard so many positive stories of neighbors helping each other out and checking in on one another. I am so proud to be an Elliott Laker when I look at how we've been able to keep our virus numbers down, even with the temptations of travel and ignoring the rules for a day. As tough as it has been, we have seen that we can pull together for one another. We have seen that projects and ideas can continue to move forward. We need to keep this positive mental attitude and help it spread to those who feel they are just too tired. If we can accomplish so much when we are feeling knocked down, then think of how amazing things will feel again when the barriers and restrictions of COVID are finally gone. Think of the tomorrow when the battle against this invisible enemy is over. Remember that this is not our permanent story, just a future page in a history book. If I can give any recommendation that anyone will listen to, it is this: never give up, soldier on, and I will see you out of the trenches on the other side.